Makes you miss out on what's really important in this life.
What are you talking about, John? I've been a good father.
Sending presents doesn't make you a good father.
Okay, sending presents doesn't make you a good father. That rings true to so many of the couples or single moms that I see where the dads are trying to send presents to make up for being absent. And sometimes it's reversed. Sometimes the moms are absent and I see the dads, and it's just very painful for the kids. The kids catch on. The kids catch on right away. They'll tell me when I see the kids in therapy, they'll tell me, you know, I know dad's just trying to buy me off. I know that's why he gives me all these gifts. And mom's really taking care of me, even though I get angry with her because, you know, she tells me I can't go out or I have to study. But dad isn't around and I really miss him, and I'll take the gifts anyway. When you don't pay genuine attention to your kids, what they feel is, it's as if you're saying, I don't have time for you. You're not important in my life. I've got much more important values than you, son or daughter. I've got my golf, I've got my career, I've got my buddies, I've got my new marriage, I've got my stepkids. You don't count. But you've got to fake with me. You've got to fake with me that I'm a good dad. You got that? So I'm going to give you a lot of good gifts, like an iPod or a snowboard or maybe even a chauffeured birthday party. I will give you the money for that, as long as you never name the issue that I'm not there for you, that I don't know what the heck's going on in your life and I don't really care. Now, that's very painful. So if you're in that sort of a situation, if you're the dad or the mom who's really neglecting your kids, think again. Because they can be such a tremendous joy in your life, and you may be putting much lesser values above your kids. If you don't know how to deal with them, get yourself some help. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And even though it's not therapy, I'm a clinical psychologist, so you can call in with any questions that are really bugging you, any questions about the holidays or any questions about your in-laws or relatives or yourself. Maybe you procrastinate or you're eating too much or you don't exercise. Or maybe it's much, much more profound that you're seriously depressed or anxious and don't know how to get out of it. Those are the types of questions you can call and ask me about, even relationship issues. I wrote a book on romance with Dr. Ed Locke. But my number is toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now we have a lot on the agenda today. We have a woman who is has lost 90 pounds. Most of us want to lose a pound or two, and we don't mind getting on the scale and seeing that, hey, guess what? I lost 5 pounds. She lost 90 pounds, and it's scaring her to death. And she lost 10 pounds in the last month alone. Now, why? If we could take a video of what her life looks like, she's living with an alcoholic, a very abusive boyfriend, and she's got kids. And this is a nightmare for her. She feels like she's beaten down so that she can't even fight this guy. She can't even get him out of the house. So how do you disentangle yourself from a rotten person if you're living with a rotten person or even someone you don't like? When you feel beaten down, when you feel totally meek and you fear him. I'll be helping her out later in the show. And also, my husband and I get lovely greeting cards, not just us, but everybody in the family gets lovely greeting cards from a relative on every birthday, every anniversary, even the death of his mother. We got a lovely card from this one relative. Now, we don't even know if she is a relative. We have never met her, but she'll send us these heartfelt notes saying that, you know, all of our love and we're there for you. And she's so friendly. And yet she knows that we don't know each other. And that's a very odd situation. So I'll talk about that a little later on about knowing someone. To say that you value someone or love someone means you at least need the preliminary. You need to know them. So I'll talk about that. Also later in the show, Dr. Eric Daniels and I will be discussing happiness, the bigger picture of happiness. If you think, given the choice, would you rather live in Iran, in Europe during the Dark Ages, or in the United States anytime since its founding? My guess is I could answer that for most of us. Later in the show, Dr. Eric Daniels and I will be discussing why happiness, personal happiness, flourishes in cultures that hold rationality and creativity as virtues. Again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now I want to go to our after-hours line. And this is a call from a woman who is preschooler, kicks, bites, and screams at the teacher. And she's asking, what should she do?
Dr. Kenner, my question is this. My stepdaughter is 4, almost 5 years of age, and she's a very bright child and very smart, but she continually gets into trouble at her preschool. She screams at the teacher. She messes with the other kids at nap time. She kicks and she bites and just creates a big problem and makes it really hard to be around her. We have tried the positive reinforcement. We've tried removal of her toys. We've tried spankings. We've tried standing in the corner. And we are at our wit's end because she just continues. And we know that she can behave because every day, every now and then, she will have 2, 3, 4 good days. And she realizes the advantages of being good, but then, you know, she continues to be bad, to act badly. If you could give me some advice, I would appreciate it.
Okay, she's acting badly. Why? Why do any of us act badly? My guess is at her young age, 4 or 5 years old, she's angry. Something's gone on in her life that feels terribly unfair. And in a 4 or 5-year-old's mind, they may not have the full context. They may not know how to process it. For example, she's your stepdaughter, meaning where's her mom? Is her mom in the picture? Is her mom involved? What happened during the divorce? What did she observe? What did she conclude about herself? Is she lovable or not? Is she wanted or not? What did she conclude about other people? Are they trustworthy or not? Will they turn on her? And what happens when she comes up against those themes with the little kids in her class? Does she think about it? Does she go on automatic pilot and just kick and bite and scream? You know, is she at wit's end? She knows she needs to know how to understand herself, what's going on in those moments when she loses it. So when she gets punished, when you spank her, that doesn't help her figure out why she did what she did and how to correct it. It doesn't give her any guidance. If you give her positive reinforcement, some kids feel like that's just a big bribe. You know, every time they go to the bathroom, they're given a sticker or 10 cents. And so they're only doing it for that reason, not because they feel mature and grown up and that they've accomplished going to the bathroom. So in her case, because she's biting, kicking, and screaming, you want to set the boundaries immediately that people are not for kicking, biting, or screaming. When you're angry, tell the teacher, I'm angry because Susie took this, or I'm angry because you're not letting me go out for recess. I'll continue with this right after the break, and your calls toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Do you want your doctor to decide what treatment or medicine you need? Or do you want the government to decide what treatment you are allowed? If you would like more information on politics and your healthcare, visit the website of Americans for Free Choice in Medicine, www.afcm.org.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Another virtue that makes you lovable is pride. Many people believe that pride is a vice. We all dislike pompous, boastful people, but these people feel false pride. Their pomposity and boastfulness serve to hide their inner doubt. Martyrs can also feel false pride for having given up all self-value for the sake of others, but they end up feeling resentful, cynical, and empty, and depressed. We view real or earned pride as a virtue. It results from the desire to be moral, or more succinctly, a consequence of your moral ambitiousness. You earn a sense of pride by deliberately practicing the virtues and building them into your character.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.